Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for your wake-up call. Wake up the passion in God's purpose in you. Purchase Wake Up Call, the book by Arthur Pastor Annie Sally. Tune in to Wake Up Call Radio Show. Join host Pastor Warren and Annie Sally and their guests for a powerful dialogue. Real talk for everyone. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
There's an army rising up, yeah. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Welcome. Welcome to the Wake Up Call Inspirational Moments. I'm Pastor Annie Sally, author, life coach, radio, and TV show host. Today, I'm super excited to be with you. I've been sharing over the last several weeks how to win in 2017. So let's recap. We must confront the giants in our lives. If we want to win, we must confront the giants. Those giants can be anything that you're dealing with. Confront fear, anxiety, past failures, past disappointments, sin, everything that besets you, that easily besets you, you must confront it if you want to win in 2017. Then we talked about taking down the giants. So first confront it, then work to take it down. I want to tell you briefly, share briefly with you about this story of this young boy and his sister. They were playing. They were playing in the house one day, and they broke something that belonged to their father. Because they broke it, because the brother initially broke something that belonged to the father, the sister kept him in bondage because she was the only one that knew about what he had broken. So every day when he wanted to go out and play with his friends, she will confront him. She would confront him about the thing he broke that belonged to the father. So every day when he was ready to go out and play, she would be outside in her big red wagon wanting him to pull her around the neighborhood. Day after day, she would confront him with that secret. I come to tell you today, unless you confront the giant, unless you confront that thing that has you in bondage and that has you trapped. If you don't confront it, it will show up in 2017. So the little boy got tired of this sister holding this over his head. So he approached him, his father himself, to confess about the article he had broken that belonged to his father. His father forgave him. So now the sister no longer have that thing hanging over his head. And I said that to bring this to you today. Whatever that secret is, whatever that secret sin, whatever that secret intimidation, whatever that thing is on the inside that you've been dealing with and you feel that folks are holding you in bondage because they know about your past and know about your present, I want you to confess your faults to God today. Confess it today. Do not allow Satan to bondage you any longer. Therefore, you can walk into your new season, 2017, being free of these things. Hebrews 5 and 17 states, lay aside every weight and everything that easily besets you. Lay it aside. Laying aside it means that you're confronting it. And then not returning back to your old habits or your old way or your old ways of bondage. Don't allow that thing to reattach itself to you in 2017. But it will reattach itself. It will not release you unless you confront it head on and take down that giant today. So don't be discouraged if you haven't mastered that issue. Don't be discouraged if you have not mastered it to this point. December 28th. If you have not mastered over the entire 2016, do not be discouraged, because you still have time to do that. Confront it today. Do that introspection. What are the things that are pinning you down? What are the things that have been frustrating you and holding your bondage? Confront those things and take those giants down one at a time. So you must confront it, then you must take that giant down. And it brings me to the point of stay on the wall, which is today's topic. I want also to read several scriptures to you. Hebrews 12:1 and 2 says, "We are surpassed by great clouds of witnesses. Lay aside every weight and every sin which so easily beset us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author, the finisher of our faith." Looking unto Jesus, who's the author and the finisher of our faith. 1 Corinthians 9:24 states, "Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one receives the prize? So run that you may obtain it. Every athlete runs and exercises self-control in everything. They do it to receive a perishable wreath." This is the purpose. We're not doing it to receive a perishable wreath. However, we're doing it to receive an eternal wreath, but we can benefit from the physical wreath here on this earth. And that brings me to this topic, stay on the wall. What are you inspiring to do? What are you inspiring to do? What have you not completed in 2016? What is that vision? What is that goal? What is that desire that you've been struggling with in 2016? Okay, today I want you to position yourself. This is about positioning yourself to win in 2017. Document it, write it down. That thing, that desire, that passion that God has placed on the inside of you, and it will not free you. That's a passion, and it's coming from God. So he's given you the gifts. He's given you the talents to accomplish that vision or that talent. However, you must put together a strategic plan for your life. In doing that, you must acknowledge, what is that passionate area? What is the thing that I would do if I had the opportunity to do many other things? What is the one thing that drives me day, noon, and night? What is that thing that drives me? What is that thing I would do even if I wasn't getting paid to do it? That is the will of God for your life. So you document that down, and then you write your goal. You make it plain, Hebrews 2 says. Write it down. Though it tarries, wait for it. What does that look like? Waiting for it. Being strategic in your walk. Being strategic in your daily plan. Being strategic to walk out the will of God for your life. Write that vision. Make it plain. Though it tarry, wait for it. But revisit it on a daily basis. Sometimes you may have to visit it more than once a day. I visit my visions sometimes 2 or 3 times a day, because I'm encouraging myself. Even when there are others there to encourage me, I'm encouraging myself through the Word of God and through my practices. I'm encouraging myself. I'm being consistent, and then I'm being faithful to the vision. I'm going back. I'm revisiting. I'm altering it. I'm editing it. I'm adjusting it. I'm being faithful. I'm writing it over, sometimes over and over, just to put it in my spirit. I speak it. I write affirmations about it. I post it. This is how you stay on the wall in 2017. The Bible also says in Genesis 1:27, "So God created mankind in his own image. In the image God created them, male and female, he created them them, he blessed them, and he said to them, be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. It means to have dominion in the earthly realm. So whatever that thing that God has called you to do, he has provided the giftings and the talents within you. So then you use that and you orchestrate the plan of God for your life to see the vision come to pass. Though it tarry, wait on it. And remember, you and I, we are ambassadors of, we're ambassadors, Jesus' ambassadors in the earth. So therefore, we have the right to stand. We have the right to proclaim. We have the right to do mighty exploits in the land. Therefore, if you are ready to win in 2017, I need you to write the vision. I need you to make it plain. I need you to set up a strategic outline as to how you're going to bring it to pass. You have to have your short-term goals, your long-term goals, and you have to work it according to your plan. Do not set yourself up for failure by just seeing the big picture. The big picture is the ultimate goal. However, we need little goals and short-term goals to articulate the big-term vision that God has placed within us. Be not discouraged. Come on, I want you not to be discouraged during this process because you're working toward an end. And some days it will look as if you're not getting to that vision. However, if you stay the course, God is faithful. God will perform that which concerns you. He will do it. God will do it. His word shall not lie, but God wants to see your persistence. God wants to see your faithfulness. God wants to see that you're serious about the vision he's placed inside of you. Ephesians 2 and 10 states, for we are God's handiwork. We're created in Christ Jesus to do good works which God prepared for us in advance. What God calls for, he provides for. If he calls you to it, he will take you through it. All right, so now we're ready. We're ready to take down those giants. We're ready to confront. We're ready to take down the giants. Now we're ready to stay on the wall. I also want you to know that there will be oppositions. Oppositions are defined as resistance. Oppositions is a part of God's plan for your life. That's how we grow in him. That's how we cherish the outcome is through our oppositions, okay? So oppositions will come. Oppositions will come. Must come. The Bible said, though he slay me, yet will I trust God in the book of Job. So he's going to slay you, but trust God. No weapon formed against you shall be able to prosper. Every tongue that rises up, it shall be brought down. So understand that opposition has to come. People will turn on you. People have to turn on you at some point because it's helping propel you to the vision and the purpose of God. Think it not strange, 1 Peter says, the fiery trials which come to try you as though something strange has happened. It's a part of the plan. So stay on the wall. And there are some benefits to staying on the wall. There are some benefits. The first benefit to staying on the wall, well, your faith will increase. Your relationship with God will increase if you stay on the wall, if you stay the course. Well, you will complete the vision and the plan that God has for your life. And then ultimately, you will leave a legacy in the earth. Now, those are the benefits of staying on the wall. Is there anybody with me today? I'm super excited about 2017 and about staying on the wall. I know the oppositions will come. They will form, but they will not prosper, says the Lord, because I know the plan that he has for me, plans of good and not evil, to give me an expected end, says Jeremiah. So I'm encouraged, but I must also be mindful that the enemy has to come. He will come. Be not deceived that the enemy, he seeks whom he may devour. If you leave yourself exposed, he will devour your plan. If you acknowledge that he opposing, he's on the opposing team, then you're setting yourself up to prosper. Because now that you understand he's on the opposing team, you are mindful of his devices. You are minded of his craftedness. You are reminded of how he will come to kill, steal, and to destroy. So the benefits, you're going to accomplish that vision. The benefit, your faith will grow. The benefit, your relationship with God will increase. The benefit, you will leave a legacy because of your labor. You're going to have fruit of that labor. Well, I want to talk about Jeremiah, the fourth chapter. You know, so oftentimes, you know, even down through the years, we were here, the scripture says that the people had a mind to work and the wall was built. And that gets me excited even this time of the year when we're preparing to cross over into 2017. They had a mind to work and they stayed on the wall. Well, I want to point out some of the oppositions they had. Oh, yes, they had a mind to work, but there was a process to the mind to work. And God is processing you through every avenue, through everything you've endured through 2016. That was a part of the process. And now that you're ready, you're sick and tired of being tired, let's win in 2017. Well, the book of Nehemiah, the fourth chapter, it's the background. Nehemiah and the people were in the process of building the wall to the city of Jerusalem. It was difficult. It was backbreaking. But they were determined. They were determined. Remember, determination gets you to the promise. They were determined. And the backbreaking and the heartbreak that they had to endure through the season, through the great opposition, actually prepared them and propelled them into building the wall. Okay? So the purpose of building the wall was to secure and to have a secure place for them to worship God, which was their right. It was the law. So they had to have a place, and they wanted a place to worship God. So they wanted to build that wall so they could keep the enemy out. Well, we don't have to build a natural wall. However, we have to build a spiritual wall. Okay, so I want to look at Nehemiah. I want to look at some of the things he did and some of the opposition he faced during the process. Okay, so they labored. They labored to build the wall. Okay, so this story shows us whenever you try to accomplish anything significant for the Lord, you will face some strong opposition. Satan never bothers people that are half-hearted. Remember that when the oppositions come, he never bothers people that are half-hearted, okay? He doesn't bother you. If you just want to just be a Christian and just play it safe, he will never bother you because you don't benefit him. You don't benefit the kingdom of God. You're just a standbyer. You're not participating in building. So he is not concerned with you. But if you have made up your mind and you are on fire for God and you are determined to see God's will accomplished in your lifetime, then Satan fears you, and then he becomes your adversary, and then he becomes on the prowl to take you down and to make you look like God did not say that concerning you. Okay, now that we are there, so it is so true, and it's imperative that you understand that he is the opponent, that he is the adversary, and God is for you. And if God is for you, he's more than the entire world against you. However, there will still be opposition. So the best defense is a good offense. The best defense is a good offense. So what do they do in the midst of all of these oppositions? They did several things, and I want to bring those out, and I'll come back to it. They prayed, they worked, they were vigilant, and they were focused on the Lord. Remember that. So now let's revisit some of the oppositions they faced. The first opposition, Nehemiah 4, 1 and 7 says, Sanballat, the governor of Samaria, became furious. He was very angry. He was so angry about what Nehemiah was doing that he put aside all of the contention he had with the other nations. He put that aside and he pulled them together. He pulled them together to come on one accord to pull Nehemiah down and destroy the work he was doing. Isn't that like Satan? When you make up in your mind to do that which God has commanded you to do, it looks like all hell busts loose, and it looks like the folks that were with you, they're now on the opposing team, and they're standing against you. But if God called you to it, just know that you can do it. You can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. So they were angry. The first point I want to bring out, they were angry. They were angry against him. All right. And then number two, they marked him. They marked him. And his buddies, they gathered. They gathered from distance, and they came together on one accord, and they were sarcastic. They had sarcasm questions. What are these feeble Jews doing? Are they going to restore it for themselves? Can they offer sacrifice? I meant they were ridiculing him, and they brought everything they could against him to get him off the wall. But I want to solicit to you today that you're doing a good work, and I want you to do like Nehemiah. You tell that devil, I am doing a good work, and I am not coming down to hear what you have to say, because if God be for me, who can be against me? So number one, yes, they came against him. Number two, they mocked him with sarcasm. Let's see what they did. They also, number three, they threatened him. They intimidated him. If the enemy isn't ridiculing the work that you're doing, guess what? It is just too small. When you begin to do a real work for God and you write the vision, you make it plain, and God will extend your borders and broaden your horizons. Now God has delivered you to a large playing field, and now you can ask whatever you will. Now the devil is angry at you, and he will do everything in his will to destroy you and to take you down. So they threatened him. They intimidated him, according to Nehemiah 4 and 12. And then four, discouragement. The discouragement came in, and they were exhausted. These are natural attributes of the flesh. You will get discouraged, but be not dismayed. God will deliver you. Wait, I say, on the Lord, and be of good courage, and God will deliver you. So now they discourage him, and they were exhausted. They got to the point of discouragement and exhaustion until Nehemiah had to go back, and he had to strengthen his brethren, and he had to encourage them. So I come to tell you, even in the midst of building your wall, even in the midst of staying on the course, you're going to have to stop at some juncture to encourage those that are less encouraged. You know, even though Nehemiah was building and God gave him charge over building this wall, he gave him helpers, but his leadership ability allowed him to know that these men were discouraged, and he needed to stop and strengthen them, restore them, encourage them, and he did that. And number four, glory to God. Then the negative, they were so negative. The negativity will get to you at some point. It comes to get to you. If you hear the same thing day in and day out, you'll never prosper. You'll never amount to anything. It will not work. It will not come to pass. You will not write the book. You will not start the company. You will not. And you hear that, and the devil plays it over and over in your mind to discourage you and to get you off track. And then fear. Fear is the accumulation of all of the other five. Fear is the accumulation. It's the accumulation of all of them. okay? It's all of them in a nutshell. Then fear sets in because you hear the negativity, because you hear the mockery, because you hear the intimidation. They come to intimidate you. And at some point in that walk, in some point during the process, you begin to hear what they're saying. And if you get down off the wall, I want you to know you're going to have to start all over again. So stay the course. Stay the course. If you don't gain any new ground, do not lose ground in 2017. But I come to tell you, if you're faithful, if you confront the giants, if you take the giants down one at a time, if you stay on the wall, if you stay the course, you will win the good fight of faith. Ah, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. So I said the best defense is a great offense. The great defense. The best defense is the great offense. So respond to the enemy in the ways that Nehemiah responds. Nehemiah did not run from it. Nehemiah didn't try to dodge it. Nehemiah did not try to compromise. Nehemiah met it head on. You're going to have to meet the opposition head on. And if you do that, and if you take Nehemiah approach, you can break down the walls of the enemy, and you can do an extraordinary work for the kingdom of God. You can build that business. You can start that business. You can write that book. You can do everything that you're inspiring to do, but you're going to have to take his strategies and use it, okay? So he lift up his voice in prayer. That was number one. That was his offense. That was his strategy. He lift up his voice in prayer and then their heart in work. So when the enemy came in like a flood, they worked even harder. And, you know, I can attest to this in my life. I can attest to these strategies, you know, because the enemy will come to make you feel that God did not speak this to you. And when he comes in like that, you're going to have to commit yourself to prayer and you're going to have to commit yourself to work. I will get up sometimes 2-3 o'clock and I'll stay up the entire night working on the plan that God has given me because I'm committed to that plan and I'm committed to the voice of God and I'm committed and connected with him in prayer. So lift up your voice in prayer and then commit your heart to the work, and then keep your eyes on the enemy. Be vigilant about the enemy. He comes to kill, steal, and to destroy. He seeks whom he may devour. You can't stay committed to the work without staying committed to, without being vigilant about the enemy. He is on the opposing team. He comes to kill you. He comes to destroy that vision. He comes to take it out of your heart. Don't let him do that. Amen. And then keep your mind focused on the Lord in faith. Read your word. Study to show yourself approved, a workman unto God. Needeth not to be ashamed, but rightly divide the word of truth. Abide in his word. Abide in him and his word in you. And then you can ask whatever you will. Okay? So though the enemy slay you, stay in prayer. Though the enemy slay you, work wholeheartedly on the plan that God has given you, and then be vigilant about the enemy, and then stay in faith. Ah, glory to God, glory to God. Ah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, that concludes my time with you on this wake-up call, inspirational moment. I just came to encourage you because God wants you to win in 2017. So be encouraged, stay the course, confront the giants, take them down, stay on the wall at any course. And God will see you through. May God continue to bless you and continue to enrich your life. I will be back on New Year's Day because guess what? We're going in. We're going into the promised land, and I will be there to encourage you as to how we make it after we have been into the promised land. God bless you. I love you with the love of Jesus. Continue to be encouraged. Continue to follow the Wake Up Call movement. And God will bless you real good. I love you with the love of Jesus Christ. God bless you until we meet again. And remember, this has been your wake-up call.
now the time to get distracted. This is not the time to go off course. This is not the time to lose your focus. Got a word for you for the Lord, and you cannot afford to lose the way. You come too far from where you started, so please don't let the time you've sown be wasted on things that you'll later regret, wishing you never had. Once you realize it wasn't worth it, your destiny is too important to give up for anything.
Everything you've ever dreamed, everything you prayed for, everything he promised you.